The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And welcome to the program. This is The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with my co-host, Kyle Klaus. Our mission each weekday is to provide you with the right toolbox to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, effective, and affordable tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small to mid-sized business, a large business, a car dealership, you're a franchise owner or dealer, you own an insurance company, a real estate practice, a medical or dental practice, and maybe you're just an entrepreneur and you're ready to launch your business. We want to coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website design and tips, marketing and advertising to employee retention. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today, we're going to be outlining how to sell your products and services. If you have any comments or questions, you may call us at 646-716-8747. Again, that number is 646-716-8747. Or if you prefer, you're a little shy and don't want to talk on the air, that's fine too. You can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. info@videobroadcastservices.com. So what is Video Broadcast Services? That's our company. We do own an exclusive marketing company. One of our tools for success to drive qualified traffic over to your website is the use of a powerful content video. It creates a massive online presence for our clients. From websites to traffic and retention, we have a complete different approach to online business. Think old school, Main Street marketing, kind of like the way our parents used to do business, with cutting-edge strategies and technology. Enough about us, as the program is about you and your business. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. A great day and a great topic for our show today and for our listeners. Something that, I mean, all businesses want to do better and need to do better, and that's, how to effectively sell your products and services, something that can really be the catalyst that really takes you into the new year and helps your company grow in the right way and make it stronger.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest challenges that everybody has is everybody's trying to figure out how to bring their goods and services to the online marketplace, not only effectively, but how they can afford it and really get market share. And, I think that every meeting I run into with a potential client and even existing clients is that they are all just, by the time we get to them, they're just pulling their hair out trying to figure out how to market their goods and services. And it can be very, very tricky. Right off the bat, Kyle, I think that we could probably segue right into their online presence. Having a brick-and-mortar store, and I do have some great ideas about that as well, but let's just knock the internet piece off first.
you know, I think that it's one of the things that I'm finding that I'm just baffled by is the lack of understanding of how important their online presence is. You know, I think, you know, in defense of the business owner, I think one of the reasons why websites are not being maintained and updated, I think one issue is they don't know how to do it. They can't find the person that built their website, or the person that is managing their website can't seem to get to the updates and all the mandates that Google rolls out. I think, thirdly, I think that they're disenchanted with the level of traffic that they're receiving and think that it doesn't really matter anyways. So let's start with the importance of maintaining your online website and presence. First off, we can talk about that and what are some of the ideas, Kyle, and some of the things that they need to do in order to do that. And we're not talking a lot of time here. We're just talking about persistence and consistency.
Well, we all know that most sales are conducted over the internet, meaning that that doesn't mean that they're not going to be conducting the sale with you in person, but when they're learning about your product and service, they're taking to the internet, they're checking you out online. So having an updated website is crucial. If you don't know who did your who developed your website, who built your website, you don't have access to them anymore, it's important that you get in contact with someone that does and they can update your website for you and bring it up to par. And websites honestly should be updated every 6 months because there's new technologies. We've talked about this in the past. You know, your visitors have new styles and desires that they're looking for. You know, can you imagine trying to sell your product and service on a website that was built 15 to 20 years ago? It's just not going to happen. So you've got to make sure that your website is up to date, maintained, and is optimized. You know, that's something that we do and that we take a lot of pride in because we want to make sure that the partners that we work with are successful, you know, in their business. And so, like I said, if you don't know who, if you don't have access to the person that developed your website, it's important that you find someone that can update your website and redesign it for you. If it's been a year or more, it's time for a facelift, and it's time to bring it back into 2015 and into 2016.
Yeah, a lot of times when we meet with potential clients, they don't seem to understand, you know, well, I my website's fine. I had it done 5 years ago. You know, I always equate it to, you know, if you owned a retail store and you set your windows, you would not leave them for 5 years and still expect people to want to flock in. And I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, the websites do need an overhaul. We do ours every 9 to 18 months, depending on technology that comes out, updates that come out that we feel is going to benefit our traffic. We jump in and, yeah, it's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of money, but it's worth it. Having that online presence looking fresh, relevant, and modern is probably the first key to attracting traffic and potential customers and sales, and as well as retaining them as well. First thing I do is look at that. You know, Kyle, I'm not a huge proponent or a believer, I should say, segueing into our next online issue that people can utilize to sell their goods and services is that I'm not a big believer that social media actually sells products or services. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think it does either. But what we've talked about in the past is that it keeps your business current because people will check you out. They want to see that you're active in multiple areas. For instance, if you're selling a product or service and someone is looking at you and they're looking at one of your competitors, let's say that that both of you have websites that are equal. You know, they've both been updated. They're both looking good. And then they go to Facebook and they find your business on Facebook and your competitor's been updating their Facebook page and staying active on it for, you know, currently, and it's current on their Facebook page, but you haven't done anything in yours for 6 months. Subconsciously, they're going to go to your competitor. They're going to want to go to somebody that's active in their business, that's updating it, and keeping in front of their clientele and really making an effort to get themselves and their products and services out into the out into the marketplace. And so, are you going to sell anything directly through Facebook? No, but you're going to leave impressions of how engaged and how active you are in your business through social media.
Right. I always think of Twitter and Facebook as they are the de facto for social media. I kind of equate it as kind of a reference, using it as a reference that people are going to look at your pages to ensure that they are current and relevant. It's kind of like a reference on your resume, if you will. So I do believe some, and I don't mean to include all of them. I don't mean that there have not been products or services, but what was the auto industry that did $10 million worth of Facebook ads and pulled it because of how ineffective it was? I think it was General Motors, if I remember correctly, Kyle. And I believe that. But I do believe, I think Facebook is more of a social media in the true sense of the form, and I think Twitter is more news in business. But truthfully, I think it's your website that's going to convert and your website that's going to get the job done for you, as well as, you know, depending on what your product and service is. It may be that you don't sell products and services online. You just have a website that directs people and informs them. But nonetheless, I really do believe that you have to have a strong social media presence in order to validate your website, if you will. So, you know, how many times have we gone to, you know, we're in an industry of video marketing. We do all forms of marketing, but we tie it. We tie the bow on our package with video. And how many times have we gone to a website, Kyle, where they tout they do video marketing and they don't even themselves have a YouTube channel, which I always find kind of funny, but it is what it is, you know. It completely is what it is. So let's talk about the brick-and-mortar products and services that people can sell and some of the tips that they can do to maximize their sales. I do a lot of consulting with retail because that really was my first industry. Real estate and retail were really my specialties back in the day. And I do consult with shop owners and retail, you know, businesses all the time about how to drive their sales and how to effectively not only market their business, but really how to procure a good following, how to retain customers, and really how to design their stores to maximize their sales for products and services. And there's so many things. I'm thinking right off the top of my head about this inn that I was doing a little bit of consulting work with, and it was in just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful building. And they were really commanding some pretty high rates for their nightly rates, and yet when I first walked in the door to do some consulting work with them, I was taken back by how antiquated everything in the building was. And not so much that they were antiques, but they had just minor repairs, stains on the ceilings that weren't addressed. They had saran wrap over the windows. They had shades on the chandeliers that were cracked and crumbling. The place was kind of dirty, to be honest. And they were really attracting some high-profile celebrities, if you will, to this inn. And I was quite taken back by that. So you can imagine right off the bat what my recommendations were. And, you know, I can't imagine if you own a retail store, knowing that people are going to want to try on clothes and your fitting rooms are filthy, or your restroom facilities are filthy, or your store is not kept tidy. You know, you have to remember first impressions speak volumes for, you know, getting that customer to want to stay and want to shop your store. Even with a service industry, you know, if you're dentist or a doctor or whatever, you know, your presentation of your waiting room is going to speak volumes for the level of service. What is my joke, Kyle? I always say you can always tell a person's organization skills by the condition of the inside of their cars. And I do believe that. I really do believe that. I think that, you know, you really have to. I always used to in my retail store kind of step back and go, would I shop here? And if the answer was a resounding no, I would immediately spring into action to, you know, tidy up the place and, you know, re-merchandise it and straighten the racks and, you know, do a good thorough cleaning. And it happens. You get busy, especially after a weekend and whatnot. It can happen. But you've got to remember, you definitely have to stay engaged with that and keeping everything up to speed and keeping it, you know, you know, clean and well-organized and, you know, such. Another thing, too, is, you know, you got to remember how you're greeting people when people come into your business, or if you're doing direct sales and you're trying to sell your products and services and being able to go into a business, you know, you've got to look presentable. And I know a lot of things, a lot of businesses are going business casual, and I totally get that, but you can be business casual but still look professional. And, you know, I just think it's some minor things that can really make all the difference. Kyle, do you want to throw anything into that mix of what I've talked about?
Yeah, you know, it is a reflection, you know, like you were talking about dirty dressing rooms. It's the same with you know, restaurants. You go into the bathroom, if the bathroom's dirty, is, you know, that's a reflection of the rest of the establishment. Especially even with gas stations, you know, if the inside is dirty, you don't want to go back. So, you know, you're really having your image all around. If you're a brick and mortar, even if you're a construction company and you have display set up, making sure that the inside of your business is, you know, presented properly and everything is clean. It doesn't matter what you're selling. If everything's organized and clean within your storefront or your business or whatever it is, even you know, on your website, everything's organized and clean. It's a reflection of your business and how you operate your business, and that's who people want to go to. They want to go to someone that's a leader in their industry, and leaders in the industry have a, you know, they present themselves in a certain way, and that way is, you know, through organized, very upfront. And that's who people want to do business with.
Exactly. You know, I always recommend doing a checklist every day of things that need to be done so that you know the needs of the business are being addressed on a daily basis. You know, the opening, have an opening routine and a closing routine for your business. You know, empty the trash. You know, perhaps you have a cleaning service that comes in and this doesn't apply to you, but ensure that they're doing a good job, you know, emptying the trash baskets, making sure you have your light bulbs changed out, especially like in a retail store where lighting is so important. Make sure your fade rooms are clean. You know, one thing we used to do, and you can apply this to any business, is that when I had my retail store, I would offer up a warm chocolate chip cookie, and in like the springtime or the fall time, sometimes we do a basket of apples or fresh fruit where they could grab an apple or a banana while they searched the store, and I did have issues with that. We'd have people that would just, you know, eat half the cookie and throw it in a shoe or something, which used to drive me absolutely crazy. I could never understand that. But just always remember that, you know, it's really not how someone thinks about you. It's really how you make them feel when they leave your business. You know, nothing like biting into a warm chocolate chip cookie and shopping and having a really good experience of a clean and well-organized establishment. But also remember, if you have a restaurant, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a restaurant and the carpet is dirty, or it has an odor to it, or the tables have big scratches in them. And, you know, there's just, you have to dedicate some time to ensuring that, you know, and sit down in your place, you know, sit at a table and think, you know, would I eat a meal here? You know, are the salt and pepper shakers all, you know, got gunk on them? And you know, just really take a look at what your presentation is to ensure that, you know, the impression you are presenting and the impression that you're leaving on your clients and your customers are the ones that you want, and not the ones that are going to then drive them directly to Yelp where they're, you know, bashing you online. Because these things are simple, people. They're not really hard things to do. And I know as a business owner, it can be very time-consuming to do this, but a little bit of work on a daily basis eliminates a lot of work long-term, and it doesn't take a lot of time with upkeep. But major overhauls definitely do if you don't keep up with them. So, you know, like if you own a spa, you know, put out a nice, big, fresh pitcher of ice water with some, you know, cucumbers and lime and parsley or something that people can grab a drink while they're waiting for their services. If you own a hair salon, you know, perhaps you want to have like a tray of cookies out, maybe some coffee, some teas that you can serve. Always remember to have somebody, the face of your business, have a pleasant personality. I mean, I've sent people home before who have come into work in a bad mood and thought, you know, this is not going to help my business today. You're better off going home than sitting here driving people out the door. It's just not worth it to me. So little things like that. Now let's talk about the actual, you know, we've talked about the environment. We've talked about utilizing social media. We've talked about the importance of your online presence. And we have had numerous shows about online marketing and website marketing and so forth. But let's talk about the actual process of really trying to procure more sales. Carl, you and I have a theory about this, that, you know, if you're looking to walk into a business or you're looking for someone to walk into your business, if they're coming in, chances are they already want what you're selling. Sometimes they're just coming in to get information or learn more about your business or just browse, and that's fine too. But always remember, a browser is always a potential sale. And one of the things that I've always kind of felt that was the best way is to, you know, always greet your customers and your clients, but also really try to, greet them, but allow them to kind of get to know you, if you will. We have a saying that we don't like to throw up on everybody on our first outing with them, whether it's direct sales or when they come into you, because sometimes, you know, trying to do that, it can kind of be a turnoff. And usually once you kind of get to know somebody, you can find out exactly what they're looking for, and then you can best direct them. I know for me, I worked for a very high-profile retail company early in my career, and I had a woman that was coming in to return a vest, and it was just like this sweater vest at the time. They were pretty popular, and she wanted to return it. And it was my first day on the job. And she said to me, I'm returning this. I got it home, and I just don't even know what to do with it. I don't know how to wear it. Without getting into the whole nature of the entire sale, I took a $24.99 return, and I turned it into an $1,800 sale. And that's because I identified what her need was, that she liked this vest, but she didn't know how to wear it. So not only did I show her how to wear that, but she loved what I did for her and then said, can you show me some other things that I might like, and boom. And the company actually did a company-wide call-out, an audio call to the entire organization to say, you know, she had a $24.99 return coming in, and she then translated it into an $1,800 sale. That's not very common. I'm not tooting my own horn, but that's what's supposed to show you that when you really identify the need of your potential client or customer, it is very easy to not only sell them one thing, but you're able to sell them multiple products and services. So, Kyle, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, you know, it's all about the upsell, and like you said, we don't want to throw up on people, and it's a lot like, you know, making sales is a lot like dating. You're not going to ask someone, for your hand in marriage on the first date, and so you have to foster that relationship. With that example that you said, where you had the upsell, there was I'm sure that there was a fostering of the relationship as you went through the sales cycle and got them to that larger sell, and that's a lot like with sales in our own business. You know, if you go into Walmart or anywhere else, that is very successful in sales, you'll see that they always have every bit of their space is utilized, so that you're buying, as you're grocery shopping in between the aisles. I mean, it's frustrating because you can't get around the aisles as easily. They're not wide aisles because they have all their sell items in the middle. And then as you're checking out, they've got a bunch of little knick-knack sell items that are even marketable to kids, because they know that the kids are going to say, hey, Mom, can we get this right now? And then she'll look at the price, oh, it's only 99 cents. And so there's this constant, upsell process as you're going through your shopping experience at Walmart, for instance, of them always trying to upsell you on something else and get as much out of you before you leave the store. And so, you know, there's a lot of examples that we can take from these large industries that have been very successful in sales and apply them to our own business and sale process.
Right. And, you know, if you take that example of the return of the vest, I mean, she actually bought the vest, but she didn't know what to do with it. Well, that's a lot like how you can increase your sales online. What you really want to do is you want to have like a teaser product or service to then be able to upsell them. You want to be able to get them in on the ground level of a price point and then build upon that. And obviously between the the teaser product, if you will, and the add-on product is where you foster that relationship. And once you foster that relationship and then they do purchase additional products or services or the upsell, if you will, then at that point it's about, you know, maintaining them. And that's really where, in my opinion, comes down to excellent customer service and being able to ensure that everything you're providing them, you know, really is based off, you know, the relationship that you fostered with them, and you really understand specifically what that customer wants and needs or client to ensure that you keep them. And I don't really care what it is that you're selling, service or product, or, you know, from cars to, you know, tummy tucks, it doesn't matter. You know, they have to feel comfortable and confident, and of course the holy grail on all of it is the referral part of it. And, you know, Mike Michalowicz talks about that in the book, The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, and he talks about just how important it is to really build your business off referrals. And I am a huge, huge believer that your growth within your company will come from referrals. So, it goes back to that initial introduction with that particular customer or client and allowing them to kind of sample your products or services, and then fostering a rock solid relationship to where they want to purchase more. And then subsequently you have the retention and you end up getting the referral. So those are just some of the tips that Kyle and I have talked about that we wanted to kind of share with you on how you can, you know, really increase your sales. And, you know, I got a couple of emails today that I'm actually going to respond to personally because they're very niched and we've kind of run out of time. But I will, the three that did email in, I will definitely email you back about some information, because three of you are all in completely different markets and products and services. But I'm happy to respond to those, and I will get those out to you by the close of today. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or if you have some useful information for our listeners, we want to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. If you're a little shy and don't want to be on the air, you could always offer up your product or service and your ideas, and we're happy to then create a show about that. We don't necessarily have to have you on the program, but we're happy to share your product and service if you think it would be helpful to our listenership. So our goal here each week is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available and ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.